everyone I deal with are not right here on this level of consciousness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Not everyone I deal with are on this level of consciousness. Many people wonder where I have these experiences that I sometimes speak of, because they say, well, I know where you were, and you said last night, or you said yesterday, and you meant last night or yesterday, because you are on many levels of consciousness, and you choose to be aware of it, and how wonderful it is. How wonderful it is. Yes. Okay. Yesterday, I was with a young man who was having many problems. And his problem was about wholeness. He was having a problem of wholeness for himself. He knew that he could be whole and perfect. He had been whole and perfect. He experienced that most of his life. But at this point, when he met me, he came to me and he said, I'm having this problem and I don't know what to do with it. I have this illness that's just taking over my life. And no matter how many times I say I'm whole and perfect, no matter how many times I say all is in divine order, this thing is just grabbing a hold of me. What am I going to do? And I asked a very foolish question, and I often ask this question. And I said to the young man, well, sort of flippantly and sort of sarcastically, you want to live or you want to die? What do you want to do, old buddy? You know, what do you want to do? And he says, well, what's this old buddy thing? And what's this, you want to live or you want to die? What's this sarcasm all about? Well, it's the point. You want to live or you want to die? With what you have, you can easily die. And with what you haven't, you can easily live. What do you mean, what I haven't? Well, the reality of you, your original purity and integrity, who you really are, is not being revealed at the moment. You're hiding it underneath another experience. And you're saying this other experience is your reality, this other experience is your life, is who you are, and you keep naming it and claiming it and telling everybody about it and showing everybody about it and letting other people see your body and having its difficulty and bringing it to their attention and saying, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. And they say, oh, we're sorry for you. Wouldn't it be better if you just die and slip away and get out of that body and not have to face that ugliness? And you say to yourself, oh, yes, it's ugly, it's terrible, it's terrible. And I said to the person, I said, you know, do you want to live or you want to die? And he says, well, yeah. And I said, don't give me garbage. You want to live or you want to die? Well, with all the problems his body was experiencing, and with all the people he'd talked to, who all thought it would be better for him to just sort of slip away because he had allowed himself to get pretty bad. And pretty bad by his opinion and by their opinion. And so I asked him again, what do you want to do? Do you want to live or you want to die? And he and I were walking in the park. And we sat down on a park bench. And he said, well, I guess the simplest thing would be to die and get out of this miserable body. And I said, oh my, oh my. Given up, huh? You don't want to do what you came here in this life to do, to be yourself and have fun. Be myself and have fun. Who can be themselves and have fun in a body like this? Well, I tell you, nobody can be themselves and have fun in a body like that, but you don't have to have a body like that. Well, what do you think? You're going to tell me you're going to do a miracle? I'm not going to do any miracles. I'm not going to do anything to you. I'm only going to talk to you. Well, they told me you did things. Well, that's their opinion. The truth is they did things for themselves. I merely was the catalyst that got them thinking in the right direction. will get me thinking in the right direction. He was a pathetic character. Get me thinking in the right direction. I hurt. Oh, help me. And I said, you aren't worth helping. You aren't worth helping. Why? Why? Because you don't want to play the game. Well, what do you mean, play the game? I got this terrible, terrible... Hush now. The game is that you have come to this planet, this experience, this life, to be yourself and have fun. You have come here to live a life of absolute purity, absolute goodness, absolute wholeness, the joy of everything perfect in your life. You've come here to have all of the fun anyone could ever have in their life. That's what you came here for. But along the way, you slipped into some thinking that got you off track. And the thinking that got you off track just sort of messed up everything. Now, it's not your reality. Your reality is just as immediately there as anything can be. Now, are you ready to claim your reality? Are you ready to claim your wholeness and your perfection and enjoy it right now? But it's so bad. See, you're not ready to claim it. You're ready to only name the opposite. Now, are you ready to claim your reality and experience it right now? But it's so bad. And so I said to him, well, my friend, it's been nice to chat with you, but I'll leave you here to wither away on this park bench. I've got other things in a positive realm to go into. Oh, don't leave me. Don't abandon me. I haven't abandoned you. I don't have anything to do with you. I'm just a catalyst that's sort of talking to you and sharing with you and saying, come on, take a new look at yourself and see how beautiful you are. Where is my beauty? Well, look. Can you see me? Of course. Well, give thanks for your eyes. Give thanks for your beautiful eyes that are marvelous and can see everything good that they want to see. But everything's not good. But you choose to see everything good, so therefore it is for you. Now, what about your hearing? Oh, my hearing's normal. Well, that's wonderful. What do you hear? Well, are you hearing that you can be whole and perfect? Yeah, from you. Well, what about from yourself? Are you hearing that that's something you'd like to be? Well, yeah, I'd like to be it. Are you hearing that it's something you could be? I could be, but... Well, you see, now that's a start in the right direction. Now, where do you go from here? What's the next step for you from here? Well, I guess the next step is to stop complaining. Oh, what a big step! Yeah, when we stop complaining about our problem and start professing the truth of our being, then the truth of our being begins to have prominence and we begin to give it attention and it begins to be our living experience. Well, now, it was sunrise as we were still sitting on this park bench. And the sun had come up, and we didn't even notice it. We had sat there through the evening talking together. And I said to him, now look, did you notice the sun come up? Oh, how about that? My good, wow, we've been here all night. You see, you didn't even notice. You didn't even notice the sun, which filled the entire sky with light and brightness and cheer. And your eyes are open, and you were talking to me. You were sitting here under the streetlight on the park bench, and you were seeing all these things, but you weren't even aware that nature was lighting up the sky. Yeah, but, well, you see, that's just like your healing. That's just like your wholeness. It's there, waiting for you to recognize it, waiting for you to open up your eyes and see that purity and that goodness and that wholeness that you are. But I hurt. Stop saying you're hurt if you want to say, I am whole and perfect. All right. All right, I will. I am whole and perfect. Okay. Now, as you say, I'm whole and perfect, think whole and perfect thoughts. What do you do when you're whole and perfect? Do you have any hobbies? Do you have any things that you like to do? Well, yes, I like to swim. All right, let's go down to the pool and swim. So we went down to the YMCA, and we got ready to go in the pool. Now, at the YMCA, you swim naked, and so we were both naked, getting ready to get in the pool. And I looked at him, and I said, what a perfect body you have. What a beautiful body you have. And he says, oh, but. I said, no buts about it. You have a beautiful body. You're a healthy young man. You are fantastic. But. You are a healthy, beautiful young man. You're fantastic. You're glorious. Well, just look. Look at how the skin tone is. So beautiful. Look at how your hair is. Just so fine and glorious. Your eyes are beautiful. Your ears are beautiful. You are fantastic. You're whole and perfect and wonderful right now. Claim it, claim it, claim it in every aspect. But, don't but. You are whole and perfect. Claim it right now. It is done unto you according to your belief. I say that so often, it's sort of like an old hat, but it's true. Now, I really can't swim. I've been away from swimming so long. You never forget how to swim, I said. All right, now dive in. But, dive in. And so he dove into the pool. Sort of a belly flop, more than a proper dive, but he went into the pool. And I said, all right, now swim. I can't. And he was screaming and hollering that he can't. I said, you can. You can, because I'm not going to touch you. I am not going to bring you to shore. I am not going to bring you to safety. You are going to bring yourself to safety. Now, relax. Relax. I'll sink. That's all right. You'll come up. Relax. Relax. And he started to relax. And he started to sink. But he started to relax. And as he relaxed, he was like a bubble on the top of the water, just floating there, comfortable as can be. He said, oh, oh, oh. And he felt so good. And I said, now just lay there for a while. He said, oh, yes, indeed, I will. And he laid there. And he laid there. And I went in and I floated too. And I said, now, say to yourself right now, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. See, the water is buoying up your body in a beautiful way. You're relaxed. Your head is out of the water. Your toes are out of the water. You're just wonderful. You're relaxed and you're peaceful. Ah. You knew how to swim. You knew this would happen. You were just afraid of yourself in the water. Now, speak your word and say, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. He did. Nobody else was in the pool. We had the whole pool to ourselves, a great big Olympic pool at the YMCA for ourselves. And we were swimming in this wonderful warm water, feeling just so body temperature water, body temperature body. We were just a perfect balance. And he began to feel a release. And I said, now let go. Let go. Don't be in tension about saying I'm whole and perfect. Just say it gently and lovingly. I'm whole and perfect. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, I like me, I like me, I like me. I am peace, I am peace, I am peace. I am peace, I am peace, I am peace. And he said these words, and he said these words, and he said these words, and then he said, I am harmony, I am balance, I am peace. And we began a litany of these words and speaking them positively and wonderfully. And his whole body sort of radiated a new essence to it. Where before it had a few joints that wouldn't bend and a few areas of the body that were in very great distress, now he was peace. He was in a sense of peace and balance and harmony, a sense of unconditional love, a sense of great joy. And as he felt this sense of great joy, I said, I am divine order right now. I like me. I'm divine order right now. I like me. I'm peace right now. I like me. I am peace. I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. And we did that for an hour, speaking these positive terms. And as he lay in the pool there, he became a little like a prune. But as he lay in the pool, he was so completely buoyed up, so completely peaceful, so completely one in and as the water, in and as his divine reality. He was so relaxed that as we completed the second hour in the pool, he no longer was wrinkled. His skin was all normal, and he just was balanced, balanced, balanced. And he had no feeling for any of the ailments that his body had previously shown to him. They seemed to be gone. And he just continued, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. Well, after these 2 hours of the pool therapy, we came out and we went into the sunroom and we laid there into the heat and the steam and the light and sort of gathered that all over our bodies and made us feel just so fresh and so new and so powerful. And then the Y had a ceiling, or that is, it had an outer deck up above, right next to the pool, where you could go outside and lay in the afternoon sun. And we went out there, and we laid in the afternoon sun, out on the deck, totally naked, totally open to all of God and life and nature. And I said, now, believe this. You live in a brand new body. You have left the old body, it has drifted away, you've left it in the swimming pool, so to speak, you've left it on the park bench, you've left it everywhere. But now you are lying here in a totally new body, totally brilliantly new. And the afternoon sun is gentle and warm on your body, and you're being caressed by your own divinity. And I'm holding perfect, and I'm holding perfect. And so for another hour, he said, I'm holding perfect, I'm holding perfect. He spoke it gently, not in panic. He spoke it like he was being reborn, like he was coming into a new Jerusalem for himself, a new awareness of the divinity within him. He little by little spoke his words, and he little by little demonstrated to himself who and what he was. Little by little he showed to himself the magic, the wonder, the bliss that he is. We laid out there, turning over now and then, talking, sharing ideas about his wholeness, his purity. He gave word to so many beautiful concepts. He began to see a world about him that he had not seen before. he looked with new eyes at his wife and his children. He looked with new eyes at his employment. He looked with new eyes at the people who were running the government, the people who were running his schools for his children, the people who were running life in all its majesty. He looked at all in the now, whole and perfect. He looked at all in the now, fulfilled. He looked at his children, recognizing each one of them, radiant, a true radiant center of light. He recognized his wife as a magnificent woman, the most beautiful woman that ever walked the face of the earth. And as he recognized this, he recognized that he saw her that way because he was that way. I left him lying there on the deck of the YMCA, and I went in and I prepared to leave the building. And I went back to the park bench and sat there a moment and then returned here. What happened to him? Every ounce of unhappiness in his being was released. Not released consciously, but released because he didn't pay attention to it. And his healing was absolute and complete. He now saw the world through different eyes, the eyes of his own reality, the purity and the truth about him. He now saw life as it truly is, the revelation of our original purity and integrity. And as he saw that, his own life was uplifted, fulfilled, rewarded so dramatically, so beautifully, that every single desire of his heart was thence fulfilled. This is what happens to each one of us. When we let go of all of the things that we think are so terribly important, all of the things that we have to judge, all the things we have to argue about, all the things that we say we don't want. And when we start claiming the things that we find desirable in our body, our life and affairs, when we start claiming our beingness as it is, our reality, then that's what we experience. And it's a glorious thing. But we only experience it when we ourselves are ready to be open and receptive to who and what we really are. This is something you can experience on any level of consciousness you happen to be, if you're willing to be so completely free to enter into the process of accepting and claiming the truth about yourself. I see it done for me right now. I see it done for you right now. And I see all the world filled with peace, happiness, joy, goodness, right action, and truth. Enter into this for yourself and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.